squeeze him and love him, yeah, just do it. And after you do, you will be his. You will be his. You will be his. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Sean Diddy Combs is poised to learn his fate in a New York courtroom. A sentencing hearing has been going on today as he faces possible prison for prostitution-related crimes. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Right now, we're looking at basically no more jail time to a little bit more than 11 years, and it very well could be somewhere in the middle. The judge said that the court is taking into account sentencing guidelines for these very crimes. Right now, the prosecution and the defense have been given time to lay out their arguments for exactly what they believe that sentence should be and why.
Combs's children are speaking to the court now. President Trump is giving Hamas a Sunday deadline to agree to the latest Gaza peace plan. CBS's Mogo Adigwe.
The president is calling it their last warning, writing on social media, release the hostages, all of them, including the bodies of those that are dead now. Trump adds that if an agreement is not reached, all hell, like no one has ever seen before, will break out.
Day three of the government shutdown. Republican leaders are ramping up the pressure. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The House will come back into session and do its work as soon as Chuck Schumer allows us to reopen the government.
The Senate will vote again today on funding the government. CBS's Michael Wallace says new polling sides with Democrats on the health care issue. That's a key point in the stalemate.
78% of adults surveyed by KFF say Congress should extend the tax credits for people who buy their own health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. 59% of Republicans support an extension, as do 57% of Republicans who say they align with the MAGA movement. Those tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year. If they do, the cost of ACA premiums could more than double.
Today, the Trump administration withheld more than $2 billion in infrastructure money for Chicago, part of its move to target projects for Democratic-led areas. Not a Broadview, Illinois, outside Chicago, and protests at an ICE facility. WBBM radio reporter Nancy Hardy.
We've been reminded protesters on a much smaller scale have been out here for years, but now have ramped up in the wake of an immigration crackdown in the Chicago area. New this week is that it's state police guarding the street. Dozens of state troopers in riot helmets and holding wooden batons, not federal agents, are lining the street to protect ICE vehicles coming in and out.
In a social media post, Defense Secretary Hegseth says U.S. forces carried out a strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat off the coast of Venezuela, killing four men. Checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 500 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A pair of summer drownings in Lake Michigan has led to new action in Racine County. A group called Safe Water in Mind, or SWIM, has been put together to improve water safety education. The effort is aiming to bring lessons into schools, host public events, and put life-saving gear where it's needed. Their first meeting is set for October 28th at the public library. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. The H2O flow has ceased in one Racine County community. A water main break is causing problems for some in Wind Point today. Crews shut down the water near 4 Mile Road by Wingspread. People living nearby may have little or no water pressure. Officials say repairs are underway, but no word yet on how long it'll take. A farm rescue in Kenosha County had first responders racing this morning. Crews pulled a man out of a grain bin using ropes, a harness, and a fire truck ladder. It happened just after 8 o'clock at a farm on 169th Avenue in Paris. Chopper 12 caught the moment as he was pulled out, lowered to the ground, and handed off to the medics. We're working on learning more about the extent of any injuries. A Racine representative says it's time to close two youth prisons in the state now that they're compliant with a federal court order. State Senator Van Wongard says they should turn them into medium security prisons. Governor Evers says progress is being made at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, but says more work and new facilities are needed before setting a closing date. From home plate, it's about 90 miles between American Family Field and Wrigley. The Brewers and the Cubs will face off in a playoff series for the first time starting tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08. Milwaukee holds home field advantage in the best of five series with a potential game five back in Milwaukee October 11th. You can hear the entire playoff run right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs-Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddie Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We could challenge some record highs later this afternoon with readings in the mid and upper 80s. Sunny to mostly sunny skies and a light south to southwest breeze. For the overnight, mostly clear skies and mid 60s. More 80s Saturday. It's 84.
Here we go. Another keyword, another chance for you to win $200 and gold jewelry by the end of the day. The multi-state keyword this time is color, C-O-L-O-R. C-O-L-O-R. Use your Civic Media app on your smartphone to get it to us before 2 o'clock, and you can find yourself winning. And everybody who enters, whether you win the daily prize or not, is qualified for the grand prize, the indoor club seats to see Minnesota and Green Bay go at it in November in Green Bay. So good luck to you. From the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Come. burn, and we'll have fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy been a T-Bird. Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Time to cast away stones, or time to
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Dan Marcus. Cindy Huber steps in at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and that means next hour. She's filling in for Kurt Volman, and she'll also have another edition of the 5 o'clock class reunion. That's ahead with Cindy Huber. WRJN.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticket Master.com.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue.
Buddy Holly and Elvis Presley back to back. Who else does that? Just us.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. We'll be right back.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A farm rescue in Kenosha County had first responders racing this morning. Crews pulled a man out of a grain bin using ropes, a harness, and a fire truck ladder. It happened just after 8 o'clock at a farm on 169th Avenue in Paris. Chopper 12 caught the moment as he was pulled out, lowered to the ground, and handed off to the medics. We're working on learning more about the extent of any injuries. A pair of summer drownings in Lake Michigan has led to new action in Racine County. A group called Safe Water in Mind, or SWIM, has been put together to improve water safety education. The effort is aiming to bring lessons into schools, host public events, and put life-saving gear where it's needed. Their first meeting is set for October 28th at the public library. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. It's not all Brew Crew in the ballpark of Racine and Kenosha counties. It's about half and half when it comes to support for the Brewers and Cubs. Fans of both teams will be filling American Family Field this weekend for the first in the I-94 rivalry. Milwaukee is hosting Chicago in the division series starting tomorrow. The best-of-five matchup marks the first playoff series between the two teams. Games 1 and 2 are in Milwaukee, with the series then moving to Wrigley for Game 3 and maybe Game 4. If there is a need for a Game 5, it'll be played in Milwaukee October 11th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We could challenge some record highs later this afternoon with readings in the mid and upper 80s. Sunny to mostly sunny skies and a light south to southwest breeze. For the overnight, mostly clear skies and mid 60s. More 80s Saturday. It's 84 at our studios.
Strategically
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Believe me when I tell you, you're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Boy, when you say it that way, it does sound like a line, doesn't it?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Take my eyes off you.
So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you.
into my life. I wanna thank you, girl.
Hits, WRJN. A really good song for Friday afternoon. High energy. It's coming up here. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It's by a group that named itself after a monkey in a Chuck Berry song. Curious? Stick around. I'll explain, Lucy, on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Don't let the cold slow you down. Keep moving at Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Studio OXO offers a fun, welcoming space to stay active, energized, and confident all year long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $30. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one's perfect for a Friday afternoon. High energy, good rock and roll song. In 1971, a couple of guys, Jay Ferguson, who later had a solo hit with a song called Thunder Island, and Mark Andes, they left a group called Spirit and formed a band called JoJo Gunn, named after a monkey in a Chuck Berry song. The monkey caused a fight between a lion and an elephant. I know, you'd have to hear the song to really appreciate it. They had one hit, but it's a good hit, and you're about to hear it. It's called Run, Run, Run. It's by JoJo Gunn, the Dan Marcus
Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN. '72 for JoJo Gunn and Run Run Run, made number 27 on the charts. And that's this afternoon's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I am done. I'll catch up with you on Monday. Meanwhile, enjoy Cindy Huber. She's back filling in for Kurt Bowman. She's next on WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Set him free. The plea from attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs and some of his children. They've told a federal judge Combs should not serve time for his prostitution-related crimes. Here's CBS's Anna Schechter.
His defense team has asked for 14 months, including time served. He has been in jail for 13 months. So if the judge goes with what they say, that would keep him in jail for one more month. But it's really up to the judge to decide if he exactly when he walks out. And remember, prosecution has asked for 11 years. So we might see the judge come right down the middle, 5, 6, 7 years, something like that.
American forces have carried out a deadly strike on a fourth boat in the waters off Venezuela. CBS's Stacey Lynn has that.
Pete Hegseth posted about the strike on social media, saying, quote, "Our intelligence without a doubt confirmed that this vessel was trafficking narcotics. The people on board were narco-terrorists, and they were operating on a known narco-trafficking transit route." He says four of the terrorists were killed in the strike, and no U.S. forces were harmed.
Yesterday, President Trump
declared drug cartels unlawful combatants and said the U.S. is now in an armed conflict with them. Trump has given a terrorist group an ultimatum.
The president says Hamas has until Sunday to agree to a proposed peace deal in Gaza, saying if it refuses, it will face more attacks. In a post on social media, the president wrote, quote, "Every country has signed on. If this last chance agreement is not reached, all hell, like no one has ever seen before, will break out against Hamas." Trump went on to write in all caps,